Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of maninthepew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is day 40 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. Get all the details at maninthepew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Today, we're discussing the role of waiting in gratitude. Do you love waiting in line? How about waiting on God's timing? Our culture drives us to get results. Like yesterday, we look for ways to speed up and become more efficient. We're impatient when someone makes us wait or slow down. So it makes sense that we grow impatient even in our pursuit of becoming more grateful. So I wonder, is gratefulness a resolution or is it a goal? People often make New Year's resolutions, but in most cases, they fail us. We start out the year with great ambitions to lose weight, save more money, or become more grateful. But a resolution doesn't accomplish much without a plan. I find it intriguing that neither Jonathan Edwards, who's famous for his resolutions, or Benjamin Franklin, who had his 13 virtues, neither one of them included gratefulness on their list. In fact, it's not even one of the fruit of the Spirit listed by Paul in Galatians 5. But thankfulness shows up in so many parts of Scripture that we know it's the result of God's Spirit working on how we view God, how we view life, and how we view the world around us. But I believe we can't simply resolve to become more grateful, but we can prayerfully plan to demonstrate gratefulness in our lives. And it all starts with goal setting. So let's stop waiting to become more grateful. Michael Hyatt extensively researched why some people accomplish their goals and others don't. He reveals all the lessons he learned in his course, Your Best Year Ever. And two lessons help us as we think about gratitude. Number one, our limiting beliefs hold us back. Many times we have hidden beliefs that prevent us from accomplishing goals, and these need to be revealed and then reframed in order for us to make progress. When it comes to gratitude, we might have a belief like, my life has been hard and I don't have much to be thankful for. Well, we could reframe that as, like most people, I've had hard things in my life, but I have so much to be thankful for. It's subtle, but it opens our minds to possibilities instead of being closed. Number two, setting specific goals will make the result far more likely. Now, let's be honest. Becoming more grateful is hard to quantify, and it's a rather lofty goal. If we don't define what gratitude looks like in our lives, we'll never know if we accomplish it. So how might we do that for gratitude? Well, here are some examples that you might include. How many thank you cards do I write each week? How often do I stop to give a specific word of thanks to someone who helped me? When I write in my gratitude journal, how many things do I find to be thankful for each day, each week? How many days per week do you practice gratitude breathing? Could you increase how long you do this? Notice that all these are things that you can measure. Now, of course, just saying that you do those things doesn't automatically make you more grateful. I get it. But these are things that you can measure. They're goals that you can pursue. And then you can develop a timeline for accomplishing them. So here's an example. By March 1st, I will have the daily habit of writing one thank you card per day. Now, if you're like me and that's not something you do regularly at all, you might start by saying, you know what, week one, I'm going to write one thank you card. And then week two, next week, I'm going to write two thank you cards. And you would add one card per week until you get to the point where you're writing a card every single day. You can do that with whatever goal you have. Break it down, make goals. We all know that the actions will eventually lead to changes in our inside. So you may be asking yourself, though, what does all this talk about goal setting have to do with waiting or gratitude? And I will tell you everything. Olympic athletes or professional musicians don't just wait for someone to give them an opportunity. They take daily action on their goals. They get help from coaches and friends, and they push themselves. You might say, waiting looks like daily steps towards small goals that lead to massive success. So here's my challenge for you. Today's article is intentionally shorter to give you time to think about one area of gratitude where you want to grow in the next 2 months. Break it down into weekly goals and then work on it each and every day. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for giving me a desire to be more like you. I acknowledge that everything I have is a gift, including life, health, my possessions, and most of all, my relationship with you. Forgive me for how I take this for granted. I pray you would show me specific steps I can take this week, starting today, that will make me more grateful. I ask for the strength and courage to keep pursuing this no matter what challenges come my way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.